It's Cup of Tea Show. This is not Gareth Roberts. This is Andy Heaton standing in. I'm delighted to be joined. I mean, we're having a glass of water and we're not really having the tea. By Milo McCabe, also known as Troy Hawk, who's in town to do a couple of gigs in Liverpool. And I'm over the moon that he's decided to join us today. Milo, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm delighted to be asked. Before we kick off, I've just got to say a quick hello to a couple of people I know are really big fans of the show. Finn Ainsworth, Jay Smith, Tom Smith. Bit of a shout out just for them. And then, yeah.
Happy days.
Let's go.
Get in early. So, no, I've been trying it because it's kind of a mad one. You've kind of become this phenomenon.
Phenomenon's very generous.
No, listen, I mean, I've seen the guest list for tonight, so let's just not go there. Just let me have that. But you've kind of come to everyone's, into everyone's consciousness, especially in Liverpool over the last, I don't know, 6 months to 9 months to a year. And, you know, it was kind of, the clips have especially gone viral, and I thought, well, I was on holiday. If you remember, when I first did, I mean, can anyone fucking put me in touch with this prick?
Did you?
Yeah.
Of course you did. And then someone got sarky with you and said, why don't you DM him? And you were like, guys, you had a back and forth about it. And I was like, guys, dude.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
Well-known Twitter kickoff, mate. Yeah. But, so I just wanted to get you in and talk to you about you.
I'm delighted, yeah. And I was immediately like, I don't know that much about football. And I've got a bit of a weird relationship with football because it's more that I'm like an emotional control freak about it. I was sitting in a hot water dressing room with Alfie Brown and Adam Rowe, and they're both really excellent comics, big Liverpool fans. And we were mid-gig, and they were hunched over this little iPad. And I remember saying something like, I'm so glad that my emotional well-being doesn't rest on the shoulders of 11 blokes that I don't know. And they both turned around and told me to fuck off.